Happy Easter. What a privilege it is to worship together this Easter Sunday. We extend a warm welcome to all of you. At First Congregational Christian Church, we hold a deep love for Jesus. And today, we come together to celebrate his resurrection. We anticipate a wonderful time of worship and inspiring message from our pastor, Robinson, during the service today. Please be aware that today's service will differ from typical Sunday service. We will begin today's service with a performance entitled The Living Cross Cantata, performed by the Resurrection Angelic Choir, directed by our choir director, Ms. Maureen Jackson, with scriptures and spoken words by our youth directors, Minister Corliss Robinson and Ms. Kim Gillis. Before we commence our celebration of Easter, let us take a moment to offer prayer. Deacon Sam Martin will lead us in prayer.
Good morning. Happy Easter. He is alive. And I tell you, to be a deacon in this church and to be a member of this church, and when you can see a Zoe get up here and do a welcome with such compassion and reminiscing of what this church stands for, the love and concern for God's people, you got to have a warm feeling in your heart. And when you couple that with we're here on celebration of the Resurrection Sunday, you can't do anything but go to God in prayer. So let's do that at this moment. Father God, we come this morning. We come, Father, giving you thanks and giving you praise. We pause just a moment to say, God, you are God. You're the mighty God. We come this morning celebrating Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who you use your omnipotent power to raise him from the dead. Not resurrected. He is ready. We are ready. Let our hearts receive him as he is. And as is our living Christ, we thank you, Father, as we go into our celebration, that our minds and heart be stayed on you, on the price that you paid for our lives. For that we give you thanks. As our youth and adults work through this scheme to demonstrate a living cross, if we ever have any doubts whether you love us, all we have to do is look at the cross. If we ever have any doubts that we are valued to you, we just have to look at the cross. And as we look at the demonstration today, enacting, reenacting, let the experience that the young ones that we all experience this morning solidify what it is to be called sons and daughters of God, the living Christ. It's his name that we pray, amen.
Good morning. Our first scripture comes from Psalms 93 and 1. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. He reigns. Jesus willingly took on my sin, 39 lashes through his skin. Even when they spat in his face and marched him down to the place that we call Calvary, he reigns. I should have paid the penalty, but in his agony, he was thinking of me. They nailed him to a tree, but he was not even guilty. I don't deserve his grace. Because of Jesus, I will have the opportunity to face my God, my Lord, my Savior, without a blemish, without a trace, free from aimlessness and sin, so that each of us would have the opportunity to win the right to salvation. For each of us, he endured great pains. Thank God for Jesus. We know he reigns.
Thank you. Glory, Lord. Amen. Amen. Our second scripture this morning is coming from Luke 22:23, verse 33. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, and one on his right, the other on his left. Calvary. Yes, he died on Calvary. He did this for you and me. Two criminals by his side. One accepted Christ, but the other denied. Surely he died on Calvary, but that is not all. My Savior did not fall. He got up. Yes, he got up with all power. So, oh no, Satan, you cannot devour my heart, my mind, nor my soul. Calvary, oh Calvary, praise God, I have been set free.
Thank you.
Our third scripture comes from Matthew 27 and 35. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. Were you there? He was mocked. He was abused. Father, forgive them, he cried. Then he hung his head and died. Were you there? Just know that Friday is good, because it is understood that Sunday is coming. First Congregational family and friends, you can help us breathe life into the words of the next song by joining in with the choir and singing Were You There, found in the African American hymnal, page 254.
Thank you.
Our fourth and final scripture is coming from Isaiah 57, the 15th verse. For this is what the high and exalted one says, he who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with the one who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. Holy forever. God will always finish what he started. He is here to mend the brokenhearted. God is calling you today. He is only a call, a shout, a prayer away. He is the King of Kings. He is above all things. He is holy, holy forever.
Generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb, and all who gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominion, all power and position, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry.
Holy forever. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on this Resurrection Sunday. We hope you enjoyed our presentation of the Living Cantata. We will now move into our Sunday morning worship service and will follow the program as printed in our bulletin.
Come on, church, let's sing. Come on. It will never lose. Come on. We're talking about the blood of Jesus. From day to day, it will never, come on, his power.
Give God a hand clap of praise.
Good morning, church. Now, I don't need a y'all acting like this because you know he lives. He lives, church, and y'all sitting here like he's dead. Come on, we're going to praise him this morning. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Now, you got to give me just a moment to do what it is that I do. So bear with me for a moment. We give thanks for the creativity, the hard work, the many practices, I don't even know how y'all came up with those solos, the dedication, and to all the participants involved, we extend praise to you this morning. We've been here in this church for a very long time, and to come here on Easter Sunday and walk in the door and get a first class, I'm going to say this to all of you, This could have been anywhere. This, I'm going to call it a production, because that's what it was, a production. To the youth ministry and to our music ministry for being visionary in delivering a powerful and moving Easter presentation, perhaps you didn't notice that it was actually the cross that was going down the aisle that was stretched out wide with Jesus sitting back here at the head of the cross with everything on his head. Perhaps you did not notice that. To our youth leaders, Minister Robinson and Kim, we applaud you this morning for taking your ministry so serious and going the extra mile. Let me simply say that, and we want to say that we love you. To Maureen and to the music ministry, oh, you add that something that we really need, that we really need, and we need it this morning. So to the music ministry, to our youth, to everyone who had anything to do with this production, we simply say we love you and we simply say thank you. And do not let me leave out our media production expert. If you all didn't notice the screen with everything coming across the screen with every little segment that they were doing, y'all, this was all first class. And we have a media person that steps in. So, LaToya, thank you so much for what you do, what you do for us. Thank you, thank you. If I omitted you, and if I missed you, and if you moved a chair, or if you put a cover on, happy Easter. To Felicia Gamble. Felicia, we want to thank you. We note the crosses outside and the decorations on the doors. And, of course, our bulletin board is up. And to everyone that had anything to do with Easter, we simply say thank you. Thank you. We are thankful for all assembled, especially our visitors today. We have family members here. We have extended family members with us, and we want you to know that you are all special to us, and we invite you to come back and be with us again and again, not just on Easter Sunday, but any Sunday. The door is always open, and we invite you to come back and be with us. It's a long-standing tradition in this church to bring flowers on Easter to the be blessed and placed near the altar. So at this time, we invite you to come. Just come past the chairs right in front. Bring your flowers now and place them. Please come forward and place your flowers if you did indeed bring flowers today. Thank you. Now, you've been sitting for a while, and you did not participate in the music and the singing, so now it's your turn. You've been sitting for a while, and we're going to do something we have not done in a very long time in this church. And then I'm going to come back and talk about some visitors. But let's reach out and touch. Get up. We're going to reach out and touch each other this morning, say hello to each other, and greet each other. It is Easter. It is Easter. Thank you, church. Thank you, church. Thank you, church. Find your way to your little seat, please. Thank you, church. Find your way to your little seat, please. You can continue to fellowship after church. I'm going to pause for a moment because there is someone with us today that we don't get a chance to see all the time. Easter is about family, it's about love, and it's about the remembrance of Christ as we come together. I know we have lots of visitors in this church, but you all might not get a chance to see Minister Robinson's son on another Sunday as he travels, and he's out the country a lot. But he's here today, and I'm going to give him an opportunity to stand. He never lost for words, church. So I'm going to give him a chance to stand, and any other visitors that might want to say something before we move forward, please stand and be acknowledged. All right, you acknowledge what you got to say something. And if you know him, he really means that salutations. That's so good. The senior ministry church enjoyed a sip and paint exercise on Wednesday. Their paintings are on display in the vestibule. If you don't know what that is, they're out in the foyer. So I want you to take a look at them. They're beautiful. They have them displayed so that we can see them, so that we can enjoy their beautiful creations. Please note them before leaving church today. Women's Fellowship, you can look for a Zoom link. We're going to have a Zoom meeting on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Women's Fellowship, a Zoom meeting at 6 o'clock. You can look for the link to come. And to the members and friends of First Church, our church picnic is coming, and it's going to be this Saturday. This is a busy church. We've got a lot going on, and I simply love it. I will continue to send out directions and information through the one call. Information is also posted on the website, so you don't have to call me and ask me how to get there. You need to go take a look at our church website. Everything is on the church website. Today, immediately following church service, though, this is what you're going to do. You're going to come up here up front on this front pew. You're going to come up here, and you're going to sign up and tell us if you're going to make it to the picnic on Saturday. And you're going to also share with us if you're going to bring a friend of the church with you to the picnic on Saturday. Individuals that have been with us, worked with us, that have done things with us in this church, they are welcome to attend and come. So you're going to sign up for that. And then, ladies of the church, it's our special moment to shine. The Lavens have asked us to participate, and we're going to be doing desserts. I sent out a one call to all of the ladies of this church, everybody. So what we're going to do is we're going to meet up here. You're going to sign up for what you're going to bring as well. Or if you're going to donate, which we talked about, we have an envelope for you to donate for us to get homemade items done and to get what we need. So we're going to do that. Everybody that's coming to the picnic, we're going to show up. We're going to set up, and we're going to clean up. And we're going to have a wonderful time Saturday at the picnic. Erica French will be celebrating a birthday on the 22nd. Carl Fortson will be celebrating on the 22nd. Also, Carl is not here. As he does, he sent an Easter card to the church, which will be posted on the board. We're saying happy anniversary to Daryl and Elisa Sinkfield on the 24th. So they're not sitting together, but they're throwing kisses over there. So happy anniversary to you, to Timothy and Ashley Harding. They will be celebrating on the 26th. And to Bob and Teresa Crum will be celebrating on the 27th. So we're saying happy anniversary to all of you. Youth, all of the youth, you're going to go to the fellowship hall immediately following service. The children, the youth, not just the children, because some of them don't want to be called children, but the youth and children, you're going to go to the fellowship hall immediately following service. As always, I leave you with the thought for the week, and you don't get away without this one. And y'all going to love this. I'm going to give you two. May this special time of rejoicing in our risen Lord refresh your heart and spirit as you remember what this day is all about. After all, it's about the resurrection. And I would be remiss if I did not share with you all before I'm seated my Easter speech. Why are you looking at me like that? I didn't come to stay all day. I only want to say happy Easter day. Thank you.
Amen. The song says, I lift you up, I praise you, and I magnify your name. Anybody here know that God is worthy of all of our praise? Amen. Somebody give God some praise in this house for him being an awesome God in your life. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father, the one who needs no introduction, the one who stands all by himself, who needs no help, for he is all-knowing and he's all-powerful and he's all-merciful. We come this morning asking for just a little bit of mercy and some of your grace that you keep us today from all of the attempts of the enemy. For surely he is upset today, because this is the day that we've set aside as Christians to say thank you, Master, for paying the price that we could not pay. We pay homage unto you because you are worthy of all of our praise. Thank you for being our God. Now, Master, we come praying not just for these lilies, but, Master, praying that we all understand that there is a lily in the valley, one that you planted in the ground over thousands of years ago, the one that you placed into a borrowed tomb, to let us know that he would not stay there, but one day he would get up. We come to say thank you for that lily. And we pray that that lily bless not only these lilies, but all these lilies that are sitting in this congregation today. For each and every last one of us are your beautiful flowers. Your flowers that the world can see how beautiful you are. Allow our flowers to bloom and blossom and show beautiful colors of love, joy, and understanding, so the world will know that you yet still have all power. We come this morning to say thank you for all of your children who claim your name. Thank you for all of your children who live by your instructions. We pray now that you continue to bless them, continue to lift them, continue to show them to the world, so that the world will know through them that Jesus did come. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let all hearts say amen. Amen. We ask now that the officer will come for the purpose of tithing and offering. Father God, we come now to say thank you for these blessings that have been given here today. And Master, we pray that we can use them to uplift your kingdom. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let our hearts say amen.
Nails in his hands.
Amen. Give our children a hand clap of praise. Amen. Anybody here know that Jesus got up? Amen. You ought to be glad that he got up. Amen. Amen. Because if he didn't, Lord, have mercy on us all. Amen. Amen. I won't be before you long. I know we're long in the hour. And if you're like me, you're hungry. My stomach is touching my back. I don't know if because I took all that meat over to my mama's house this morning or what, but for some reason, I am extremely hungry. Amen. 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 You hungry? Amen. Well, then say, preacher, don't be long. I knew the wife was going to bag me up on that. Amen. 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 But if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Romans chapter 8. Same verse that we've been preaching on for the last three Sundays. Romans chapter 8, verse 30. Today we will close our series of preaching on God's system of salvation. And today we're going to try to do it in 5 minutes. Amen. Amen. Thank God for GWC School of Theology. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 30, and it reads, "Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified." Amen. Somebody ought to be shouting off that along. Amen. My proposition to you once again is he designed you to receive salvation. He designed you to receive salvation. In part one of this series, we share with you that there is a call to salvation. Sent to earth before it was even founded. God sent it from heaven to his people. Amen. And in this call, there is an election where God selected us before we were even born. All of our decisions, everything that we think of, all the things that we do, we have already done them, which lets us know that we have a premortal relationship with God. God knew everything that we were going to do. And today we want to talk about glorification. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to be shouting. Because we find that in part two, justification is what God selected to get us to glorification. By him being who he is, his nature demanded that God get us to glorification in a specific way. And the only way that God could get us to glorification is blood had to be shed. And when God was looking for someone who could stand in man's stead, who was well with God in such a way where they were pure and righteous and could take the sins of man away from him. The Bible shares with us that God went through the aisles of generations trying to find one who was pure enough, who could die for man's sin, who could shed his blood for man's sins. And the Bible shares with us that God couldn't even find one. Not one of us was good enough to die so that man could be redeemed from his sins. God was looking, trying to find a pure soul, and couldn't find a pure soul. So Jesus stood up and said, "I will be that purified lamb." Somebody ought to give God some praise. Jesus decided to stand in our place. Jesus decided to be in a position that he didn't earn to be in. He was sinless without any fault, any corruption. But he decided to stand in the place of corruption
Stand in the place of sin. Stand in the place of doing that which is not right. In other words, he decided to stand in our place. Because all of us are guilty of all of these sins. All of us are guilty of doing things that we ought not to do as children of God. But thank God for Jesus. Saying, Father, forgive them. I'll stand in their stead. And if you're wondering, well, Reverend, where you get that from, if you look at Isaiah 59 and 16, it says this, and he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Lord have mercy. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him. Lord Jesus. And his righteousness, it sustained him. Somebody ought to be thankful for Jesus. Because Jesus decided to give us a gift that we did not earn. He decided to give us something that we were not good enough to receive. Somebody ought to be giving God some praise in here today. If there's one day I ought not ask you to give God some praise, the day ought to be that day. Jesus said, Master, I will take on their punishment. I will go down and take those 39 lashes. I'll go down and be spat on. I'll go down and be misused and abused. I'll go down and get nailed to a cross so they don't have to sojourn it. So they don't have to bear that pain. He gave us a gift. In him giving us a gift, he gave us glorification. Anybody know what glorification is? That means God has honored you. Somebody need to give God some praise. God has decided to honor you through Jesus. All you have to do is believe that he is the Son of God. Believe that he is the Lord of Lords. Believe that he is the King of Kings. Believe that he did die for your sins. And believe that he got up in 3 days just like he declared that he would. He said, if you believe these things, you've been justified and now you have received glory. He made it so easy for us. He made it simple for us. I'm so thankful that I didn't have to go through all of what he went through to receive glorification. All I had to do is just believe that he is the Son of God. Does anybody here know that there is an empty tomb where Jesus laid? And because there is an empty tomb where Jesus laid, one day there'll be an empty tomb where they lay you? Somebody just missed what I said. Because he got up, you will get up. Because he was risen, you shall be risen. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here today. 1 Corinthians 15 says it's like this. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man, oh Lord have mercy, came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. One day, because you believe that he is the Son of God, one day, because you have now been adopted into the family of God, one day, when he splits the sky and stand on the Mount of Olives, you will be able to get up out of your grave. Somebody ought to give God some praise here. And rise above all of your sins and tribulations. Rise above all of your troubles. Rise above all of your trials. And go and be with your Father. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here today. Paul Porter said it best. He says, I want 2 wings to veil my face. I want 2 wings to veil my feet. And then I want 2 wings. To fly away from here. Anybody want to fly away and be with the Father? Somebody ought to give God some praise. Because we have received glory. We've been glorified through his justification. Because Jesus shed blood on the cross. Died a horrible death. We have all now been lifted above our shortcomings. Lifted above our sins. And one day we will receive the greatest gift, that is to be like him. We'll be transformed out of this old body that has problems. Transform out of this body that aches, out of this body that's leaning, out of this body that has problems, and into a body that's perfect, that's beautiful, and that's divine. Give God praise. The doors of my Father's house are now open. If there will be one, the time is now. And the Bible says, find God while he can be found, for surely there shall come a time when God cannot be found. The doors of my Father's house are open. Oh, my brother. My sister, glory be to God. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. For those of you who were timing me, I missed my mark by 2 minutes. Amen. I gotta do better. I said 5, but I did 7. Amen. But if you know God, 7 is what? The number of completion. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Oh, Father God, we come down to say thank you. Thank you now for this day. Thank you for what occurred on this day. On this day, our Lord and Savior got out of the grave. He declared it before the council of men. He declared it before the world. And he accomplished it through your power. So we come to say thank you for you allowing him to show us the way to eternity, the way to eternal life that's in the bosom of Abraham, that's in the peace and love of your grace. We pray now that we all receive that instruction so we can follow you into heaven and into a life of joy, peace, and happiness where we praise and lift your name all day and where we can sit and see your face and see you as you are, our Lord and our Savior. We pray now as we leave this place that you watch over us, that you keep us, that you protect us, until we can return back to your church where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let every heart sing.